Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. First off today, Apple continues to reopen its retail stores across the United States. As of yesterday, 154 of Apple's 271 retail stores in the U.S. have reopened. Some locations that initially operated at curbside or storefront only have recently expanded the level of service offered. And again, various safety precautions are in place, including face coverings, social distancing, and limited store capacity. And this week, Apple says it will open 70 more retail stores across the U.S., including all of its stores in New York City, by appointment only. Apple continues to emphasize that hours and services will vary by location, and that customers should check their local store webpage for more information. Apple's reopening process in the U.S. was further slowed at the end of May by looting and vandalism across the country as protests broke out following the death of George Floyd. Some of those stores are still closed due to widespread damages, but many have started to reopen. You can follow along with the Apple Store reopening process at the link in the show notes below. Last month, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo suggested that Apple is not planning to include its wired EarPod earbuds in the iPhone 12 box, as it has done with every other previous iPhone model. This week, another analyst from Wedbush is echoing that claim. Wedbush says that supply chain checks indicate that no wired EarPods will come with the iPhone 12 this year as part of Apple's efforts to drive sales of AirPods. In fact, Wedbush believes that Apple will sell 85 million AirPods units in 2020 compared to 65 million in 2019. Regarding the iPhone 12 itself, Wedbush continues to expect a four-model lineup with a mixture of 4G and 5G models. There have been mixed reports recently as to whether all iPhone 12 models would support 5G networking, and more specifically, at what bands and frequencies. There are two different types of quote-unquote 5G right now, millimeter wave and sub-6 gigahertz. Wedbush expects that the United States models of the iPhone 12 will support millimeter wave networking. This is the faster version of 5G, but it struggles at penetrating walls and traveling far distances, so it generally isn't available outside of cities or in buildings. Millimeter wave deployment is also limited internationally, as most carriers are currently adopting sub-6 gigahertz for their initial 5G service. Finally, Wedbush believes that Apple has addressed supply chain disruptions caused by COVID-19 and that the iPhone 12 will be ready to start shipping to customers in early October. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracking and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and even Android. Working from home can bring new challenges to your daily life, and HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are statistics for easily tracking your progress throughout the day, so you always know where you stand and what else you need to do. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add and customize your own tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as an in-app purchase. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or go to HabitMinder.com. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily and helping me keep my life organized. The creators of Basecamp introduced a new email service this week, simply called Hey. The subscription-based email service costs $99 per year, and that subscription is now what's causing a battle between Basecamp and Apple's App Store review team. The initial 1.0 version of Hey was approved by Apple for the App Store, but when Basecamp's lead iOS developer submitted version 1.0.1 with bug fixes, App Store reviewers rejected it. Again, Hey is a subscription email service, but that subscription is not sold via the Hey app for iOS. Instead, you have to subscribe directly via the Hey website, then log in to the iOS app with your existing account. This allows Hey to avoid paying Apple between 15 and 30% of its subscription revenue through in-app purchases. But when App Store reviewers rejected version 1.0.1 and 1.0.2, They cited the App Store guidelines, which explain that developers must use Apple's in-app billing system if they want users to buy digital goods or subscriptions. The disconnect here is that Hey doesn't allow users to subscribe in-app. But the App Store reviewer said that if Hey did not implement the in-app payment system, the app could be removed from the App Store completely. If you read Apple's guidelines, it appears that Hey doesn't qualify as a reader app. This means that existing subscribers should be able to log in as normal, but there also needs to be a way for new users to subscribe via in-app purchases. A reader app is something like Netflix or Spotify, where Apple is okay with users only being able to sign up on the web. For example, if you open the Netflix app for the first time, the app will direct you to the Netflix.com webpage to actually create your account. In its statement, Apple said that the mistake was approving Hey in the first place, and that 30% cut is how it supports and pays for the services provided by the App Store. Apple said that it only allows these kind of client apps for business services, but not consumer products. It again emphasized that users could purchase the subscription from somewhere else, but there also needed to be a way to subscribe in-app. The business app distinction isn't actually written in Apple's guidelines, and it appears to be rather subjective, and that's what's frustrating the Basecamp developers. The outcome here remains to be seen, but it comes at a bad time for Apple as it faces new anti-competitive pressure in the United States and Europe. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.